Like, that's, he's the literal reason why I like cookies. Dead since when I was a kid, like, chocolate chip cookies, I was like, oh, let me get them. Yeah, then I noticed you can't eat chocolate chip cookies just throwing them in your mouth like that. It just it don't work. You lose cookies that way. You ever notice how many cookies he lose on the ground? You be like, come on, man, that's good cookie. You could be putting in milk or something.
I don't even see how he can eat it with no teeth. Oh.
Hey man, that's why he keeps shoving them down his throat like that. He's trying to get them down there. Rawr, rawr, rawr. But look, man, let's get serious for a second, man. I want to tie this in. I want to tie this into the cartoon some type of way, man.
He said he watched Barbie.
You know what? Yeah, I could talk about a few things. So when you when it's Dragon Ball Z time, like you committed to it, right? Like, were you watching it when it was back when it was going through the Frieza saga when he was. That when he first turned Super Saiyan. But let's think about to the Frieza saga. Like, that's when we knew he was going to turn Super Saiyan, right?
Yeah.
How many times did you not miss an episode?
15.
You didn't miss none of them, did you? Because you came home, and it, whether if you was late or not, like, you stayed up and watched it. Because it was like, the new episodes came on like 11:30. Mm-hmm. And you stay up. I don't care if I got school in the morning. I don't care if I got to go work in the morning. Yeah. I'm about to. And the bad part is, you'll watch it twice because they'll play at 11:30, and then when 11:30 get, they'll be like 11:30 to 12 because you might have missed something. You went to the bathroom or something, you'd be like, maybe I missed something. So that you was committed to that cartoon, and you're still committed to it. Now, that was 10 years ago when they first introduced it. No, that was a little over 10. It was about 15 years ago when they first introduced it to the U.S., and we started learning about it. They had already been 20 years in the cartoon, and you were committed to it at that time, right? So, and it drew your attention, right? You were committed to it. So, let's say, cartoon. So, name another thing, like, when you was a kid, you was committed to.
Handy Mandy.
Say it again?
Handy Mandy.
Oh, that cartoon, Handy Mandy? That's another cartoon. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, other than a cartoon, what else were you committed to? Like,
sports?
Like, so, you play basketball?
Yeah, and football.
And football. So, like, when somebody was hit you, when they hit the door, be like, hey, bro, we finna go play basketball. Like, you ran upstairs and got dressed. Yeah, on the days that you wanted to play basketball, you'd make sure that the house was clean so mom didn't say nothing about whether or not you could go out or not. Because you knew if it wasn't done, it was going to take you another 30 minutes before you even get to the court, and you're going to miss 30 minutes of basketball. Like, your whole team going to be shot. Ladies, like, what y'all committed to, man?
Doing hair, all in the makeup.
Come on, man. Come on, man. It's not just hair with them. It's just not hair with them. There's other things.
Makeup, nails, toenails.
Y'all some horrible guys, man. Y'all some horrible people. What are you committed to? Like, what? Like, for real, when you was a little kid, like, there was nothing. Even if it was a cartoon, what cartoon was you like, I'm not missing that? No?
I used to want to go to practice every day.
Go to practice, cheerleading. So she was committed to cheerleading.
Committed to cheerleading. I'm proud of her too.
Committed to cheerleading. Any other ladies? What was y'all committed to?
Cash.
What was you committed to? Like, even now, what are you committed to? Like, dance. Yeah. So like right now, if they threw a shot at home right now, would you get up and go ahead and get it in for us? Yeah, I know. Because you can't stop, can you? Once you hear that drop on the bachata, that's it. Like, there's no way you're not, if you know how to do it, though. Like, there's, please don't try it if you don't know how to do it. We're talking about a whole different other dialect of music, brother. I said bachata. Like, you see how he trying to, I almost said something to him. I'm Dominican and black, so I almost said something to him about going tango. That's a whole nother. Don't do it. So cheerleading, sports, cartoons. Like, when I was younger, I was committed to basketball, and in Chicago, it was dancing. So I wish I had a way to show y'all this video of me back in the day. Like, it's on YouTube. Dead serious. You can barely see me. I'm glad. But there's this. Y'all ever seen those videos online? Are they talking about Chicago juke music with the footworking and everything like that?
Yeah.
I was during the era when that first started. And I was absolutely committed to it. Like, there was no way you were not going to stop me. So every Thursday was practice with me, my brothers, and a couple other people that we started a dance group with. And then Friday, Saturday were party nights. Like, there was no way... that I wasn't going to a party. And these parties were like $4. They was in the basement. Y'all don't have basements here. So a house in Chicago has these things called basements, which is like a whole nother part, another house down there, like dead serious. So they would have basement parties, and it was $4 to get in. And I would literally go to these parties not to have fun. My main concern was to battle everybody that felt like they could dance and smash. Because my reputation, me and my brother's reputation was, we gonna kill you. If you see us in a party, it was only two options you can do. You was gonna battle us or you was gonna leave. Period. That's what I was known. And I was committed to it. And then I started understanding. Then I got committed to my grades. I got committed. There's other things I started getting committed to along the way. So besides, you know, the cartoon, the sports, the cheerleading, all this stuff, like, what are you committed to right now?
School.
You can't tell me that. Because if I go look at your grades, will it say you committed? Like, exactly. There's my mentor, when I first started speaking, he asked me a question, because I said I was a speaker. And he said, what's your proof?